Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Diaspora Forum.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and the Unity Accord signed by ZANU-PF and PF-ZAPU in 1987.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 figures in Zimbabwe. The Ministry of Health reports that 14 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday. And more than 2,600 tested positive for the coronavirus. More than 4,800 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started in March last year.
In its daily report, the ministry also reports that over 4 million Zimbabweans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and more than 3 million their second dose.
But let's go to sports news on this exciting Wednesday. A Zimbabwean Meli Ndlovu cycled from Johannesburg to Bulawayo between Saturday and Monday to highlight the dangers of COVID-19 and the coronavirus and the COVID-19 pandemic. He also became an overnight sensation. We will give you more details on the issue.
And in politics, it's now 34 years after ZANU and PF-ZAPU signed a unity agreement to end atrocities that were committed by the 5th Brigade in Matabeleland and the Milton's provinces.
And President Mnangagwa says he's addressing the Gukurahundi issue, though some activists say there is no political will to bring the matter to an end.
Yebo kambe mahlaba zulu njani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhlanje ku Diaspora Forum sikhangela okujeneyo. Oqala sikhangela COVID-19 kuyakhanya ukuthi umkhuhlane uyamemetheka kule Zimbabwe. Njengoba ke uhlangothi olwezempila kahle ubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 14 ababulewe COVID-19 izolo kule Zimbabwe, kuthi abayi 2689 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele gciwa le COVID-19. Xa sisikhangela ke abantu asebebulewe umkhuhlane lo kusukela nyakenye bayi 4819, bese kusithi labo basebejove okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we COVID-19 bedlula 4 million, labo ke sebehlatshwe esibili bayedlula 3 million. Soko manje nxa sikhangela abantu sebebanjwa i-COVID-19 eZimbabwe kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye bafika 197,768. Ngiyakunye njalo sizangena kancane ngesizwe ukuthi kuthiwani nxa sikhuluma nge-Unity Accord. Yakhumbula ukuthi iZaphu leZanu basayinelana phela isivumelwano, kambe kuthiwani ngakhonokho, sizangena kukho ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Kuthi okokuqala ke sizakhangela ngokwenziwe nguMeli Ndlovu odabuka eKezi, ojova ibhasile esukisela eJohannesburg waze wafika koBulawayo elipompa ekhona kokudlala. So ke uyenzela ukuthi phela abantu bebekwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ukhona. Kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheDiaspora Forum, apo tinotarisa zviri kuitika kunze kweZimbabwe uye zviri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Tinotarisa isu chekutanga denda reCOVID-19 iro rakapfunya chisero pasi rose. Tichitarisa kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti vanhu 14 ndivo vakafa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve kubvira nezuro pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 2,600 vakabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19. Asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 4,800 vashaya kubva kudenda iri. Tozotarisa zvakare nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba dzeCOVID-19. Vanhu vanodaudzira 4 million vabayiwa nomba iyi. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti nhasi izuva reUnity Day, zuva rebatanidzwa uyo wakaitwa pakati peZANU-PF yava Robert Mugabe neZAPU yainge yava Joshua Nkomo munguva yapfuura. Tichitarisa kuti pane zvasanduka here kubva zuva iri rawanikwa iro richiitwa. Tanzwa nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti panoda kuti zvinhu zvinyatsogadziviswa munyika uye kuti vanhu vagarisane zvakanaka. Asi vamwewo vanowanikwa ivo vachiita zvematongerwo enyika vari kuti hurumende pari zvino haisati yanyatsoita zvakawanda kuti igadzirise nyanya maronda akawanikwa iwo achichotywa nezvakaitika zveGukurahundi. Tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitwa nechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinogara icho kuSouth Africa, Meli Ndlovu. icho chakawanikwa icho chichichova bhasikoro kubva kuJohannesburg achichipinda icho muBulawayo kwemazuva kubva musi weSaturday kusvika musi weMonday. Saka tichange tiri kuda kuzwa kuti vakazvigona sei vari kuita izvi panyaya yekuti vaedze kuwana ivo vachipa dzidziso kuvanhu pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 uye kukosha kwakaitwa kubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Tichange tiri nevanyarikani zvakare vachange vanogara iko kunze kwenyika vachataurawo mafungiro avo nemaonero avo pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Regai tiende kune munyarikani wedu wekutanga tinzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Ye, Ndlovu, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Kunjani ke Meli? Siyakwazi kuti uyalihlaba ibhasikili. Yes.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu, ngiyabonga kwamukelekela ehlelweni lapha.
Ye, so akusitshele ukuthi wenze njani. Phela abantu bamangazi, hey madoda, ukujoba ibhasikili usuke eGoli uze uthi khala kahle kuBulawayo. Akusitshele amafutshane ba.
Abantu kusuka kwamangalise kakhulu ngoba into enjengale ibingakazi iyenza kahle. Ngoba nami kungizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi isizwe sakithi siphele ngeCOVID. Sehluleka iBhayibheli lalo liyasho ukuthi abantu bami bayafa ngendaba zokuswela ulwazi. So ngithemba ukuthi masingaba lolwazi sonke ngendaba yeCOVID sizokhona ukuthi sinqobe iCOVID ngoba akusiki ukuthi laba bonke abavaccinatileyo angeke bebanjwe iCOVID. Ma usuvaccinatile kubalulekile ukuthi uthole ukuthi uyageza izandla, uyafaka amamaski, uyayenza i-social distance. Izinto ezibalulekileyo lezo.
So marvelous, what he's saying is that you know, he took it upon himself to conscientize people about the dangers of COVID and for people to actually follow these prescribed kind of regulations, you know. So he says it's very important for people to know. He says it's even written in the Bible that people may die because of lack of knowledge. So he wanted to actually display this kind of knowledge that he has. So Meli Ndlovu is a professional cyclist. He has got 2 clubs in South Africa. And one of the clubs is quite big. And among about 70 people in that club is the only black guy that is in that club. So he's well known for cycling. Quite marvelous.
I'm not sure. I think you said he can't keep Shona, so I'll just translate what you just said.
Go ahead.
Bhasikoro uyezve tiri kuona kuti vakawanikwa ivo vachichovha bhasikoro kubva kuJohannesburg kusvika muBulawayo vachitanga kuchovha uri musi weMugovera vakasvika nemusi weMuvhuro. Vari kuti ivo vari kuita izvi pamusoro pekuti vari kuda kuti vanhu vapiwe dzidziso yekukosha kwakaita kuti vanhu vateedzere zviga zvakawanikwa izvo zvichitarwa neUnited Nations panyaya yedenda iri reCOVID-19. Uyezve vari kuti ivo semunhu anoda zvechitendero, even Bhaibheri rinotaura iro kuti vanhu vakawanda vanowanikwa vachirasika pamusoro pekuti vanenge vasina dzidziso. Saka vari kuti ivo zvakakosha kuti vanhu vawane dzidziso yekuti COVID-19 chirwere ichi chinobatwa sei, chinowanikwa chichipararirwa sei, uyezve kuti vanenge vachidawo nhomba vanodziwana kupi. Ndokutaura kwavari kuita kuti ndo zvakazoita kuti vawanikwe iyo vachipinda munyaya iyi yekuti vachovhe bhasikoro ravo semunhu ari mukrabhu imo muSouth Africa mavari. Vati vari mumakrabhu maviri muSouth Africa imomo ekuchovha bhasikoro.
Ye, so ke Ndlovu, nxa sikhangela ke ngakhona kokwenzileyo abantu bathi sibile umango onzima kakhulu lo. Wena utshaye njani kodwa umango lo?
Umangweni lapha kube nzima kakhulu. Kube nzima kakhulu ngoba ngithe ngisanda kuphuma lapha Midrand ngilanda bengihamba nge-freeway le ngena ePitoli. I-freeway le ngena ePitoli ihamba straight. Weni mawusu landa bathi Centurion eCenturion laphana ngihlangane lenyoka enkulu kakhulu. Ngiyethuka lami ngoba lenyoka ivele yawela eceleni kwestarada ngoba mina bengihamba ku-yellow line. I-yellow line eseceleni kwe-freeway. Leyo nyoka angizange ngaba nendaba nayo kodwa ngisuke ngethuka kakhulu. Ngithe sengibonile inyoka lapha ngathi sengilanda-ke i-Hammerskraal. Ngabona eyinye ebitshayiswe imoto yiyo engimileyo ngebhayisikili ngayishuthi isithombe. Ngithe sengishuthi isithombe ngathumela-ke iklabhu eyami eyinye eseGoli ngazotshelwa ngazofonelwa ngumlungu wami omunye ongisayela naye wathi inyoka leyana icho ukuthi amadlozi ithi ukuthi amadlozi ama ancestors angitheni bekhuluma ngesilungu ukuthi ama ancestors ayavuma and inyoka leyana mawuyi ngabuyibonile inhlanhla enkulu kakhulu so nguye osukwanikeza isibindi ngoba lami ukuthi angichazelele lo phupho ukuthi hayi ngwabona unyoka leyana enjengaleyana ulenhlanhla enkulu kakhulu
so kodwa ukwethusanga ukuthi ucina ucabanga ukuthi ngani uyekele ukuhamba
ngisuke ngazinikeza isibindi and obusukunye okunye kusuke kwangizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi unkosikazi silwile kakhulu ebusuku lapha lemuli yakuyithi iyalile ukuthi ngibuye lapha ngavumelana nabo ukuthi hayi angeke ngisahamba ekuseni bamangele mabevuka bezwa kuthiwa mina kangikho ngihambile so into yakhona isuke yabathusa kakhulu ngoba nasendleleni bese bezama ukuthi bengifonele imvula ibinetha kwezinye indlela bengihamba nginetha njalo le rain suit engayiphiwa yi-team yase-Bedford View yena le engigijimelayo abathi Team View i-cycling club
so
le team yanikeza i-rain suit ngayiphiwa ngu-Mark Corey i-rain suit liya into ebengiyivikela kakhulu bekuyifoni ngoba ifoni le ibile track device abathi yi-Strava abagijima ngamabhayisikili abane especially abangale South Africa bayazi ukuthi i-tracking device abathi yi-Strava isebenza kanjani njalo ngithe sengilanda ePolokwane ibhethri labe beselilongo ngoba ngichove ilanga lonke kusukela ngo-3:30 AM ngachova waze kwachaya u-6 intambama ngilokhu ngichova ibhayisikili ngiku-R101 ngithe sengingena ePolokwane ibhethri beselingihlupha kakhulu so ifoni yami icimile bengingasakhona ukuthi ngirekhode i-Strava lesiyana ngendlela so omunye umuntu kungasuka kumthuse ukuthi i-Strava kanjani singakhakhulethanga kahle ma siyabe si-off lapha asikhakhulethi ngendlela sikhakhuletha ma ngichova ma ngingafe ngime asisabali so mina ngangizikeze ukuthi i-24 hours ngichova ibhayisikili hhayi ngimile ma ngingame emashopu ngithenga ukudla or ngiphumule i-Strava siyabe simile ma ngabe ngiyenze 10 hours siyama ku-10 hours ngavele ngiligibele ibhayisikili ngilichove siyaqala ukubala futhi isikhathi engabe ngisenza njalo siyanikeza amandla engiwasebenzisileyo so into ade isingitshaya bekuyidatha ngoba i-Strava sisebenza ngedatha idatha ibingitshaya ngoba kwezinye indawo lapha akula nethiwekhi ma uhamba akuyabe kungela nethiwekhi so le foni kahle kahle ingihluphile kakhulu ngoba namanje ma lingabe lingifonela kanje ifoni ibingihlupha kakhulu ngoba lami i-equipment ye-cycling benginayo yonke ngokuphelele kodwa bengizama ukuthi kahle kahle abantu beZimbabwe nabe-South Africa ngoba singabantu banye singama-African bebekwazi ngomkhuhlane we-COVID ngiyazi ku-freeway akuvunyelekanga kodwa mina ngikhethe ukuthi ngihambe ngayo le freeway okungahanjwa khona amabhayisikili amabhayisikili avumelekayo izikuta ama-150cc izikuta ezama-125cc azivumelekanga ku-freeway kodwa nginethemba ukuthi ama-freeway e-South Africa anamakhamera a-under surveillance abanye bakhona bebengibona ngidlula abanye bebengangithathi serious bebengazi ukuthi kuhamba kanjani ngoba angithi asithi sonke esibala amaphepha akusithi sonke esifunda izindaba omunye umuntu uzothola ukuthi into uyabe engelalwazi nayo
yikho
bengikusho ukuthi i-lack of knowledge sometimes yabe ungalalwazi nakho
ye wathi sikubamba umlomo kancane singenisa umavela la kungene kancane so umavela all what he's saying hey is that you know he's doing his best to highlight this COVID pandemic so when he left South Africa there's an area between Pretoria and Centurion where he saw a very big snake. So he says he was really shocked and at one stage he was saying, you know what, this is going to be tough. Because when he left South Africa, he fought with his wife, actually, because the wife didn't want him to travel. We fought with some of his relatives, but he sneaked out of the house and decided to ride his bike all the way. And he says when he was in Ramaskral, there was another snake that was actually struck by maybe a truck or any other thing on the road. And he says there were rains, but he has got a special raincoat, you know, that he uses whenever he's using a bike. So that may have helped him a lot. And then he says he had a problem with his, with his tracking device. Mm-hmm. Because that tracking device uses, his cell phone data to actually track. It's just like when we're using our cell phones. When it's out, you know, Google cannot trace you where you are going. So it becomes a problem. So he says, but at the end of the day, what he did was he used the freeway. The freeway is not free. It's a place where it's only, it doesn't allow, they don't allow motorbikes. They don't allow bicycles, you know, or even walking. You cannot walk along, you know, that kind of a place. So, but he sacrificed and tried his best, and there it, you know, he managed to reach Bulawayo. So in brief, that's exactly what he said.
Aiwapo tikunzwa Dube achitaura zvada zvirikutaurwa naNdlovu ari kutaura iye kuti paakabva kuSouth Africa semunhu anoda zvekuchovha mabhasikoro akatowanikwa iye achipesana nemudzimai vakawanikwa vachitotukana nekuti mudzimai anga kuti kuti mufambe hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti munogona kusangana nenjodzi inoinguva yekisimusi kunenge kune zvakawanda munzira umasi yati akanzvenga achibva atora bhasikoro rake achibva apinda munzira akatanga kuchovha ari kuti zvakare Ndlovu akapiwa iye raincoat kubva kuclub kwake ndore aishandisa mukuzvidzivirira kubva kumvura yainaya pakuchovha ipapo ari kuti akasangana nenyoka mbiri asi akanga aine tracking device uyezve akazofonera kana kutaura nevanhu vekuclub kwake vakamuudza kuti nyoka iyi yakatonaka inyoka iri kukuratidza kuti vepasi vadzimu vabvumira kuti uenderere mberi nezvauri kuita saka zvakabva zvamupa simba rekuti aramba achiwanikwa iye achichovha bhasikoro rake kuti azowanikwa iye achisvika kuBulawayo akatanga kuchovha bhasikoro nemusi wemugovera uyezve akazosvika iye kuBulawayo nemusi wemuvhuro.
Yes, and we are joined by Cindy Chambers, who is a person who loves cycling, you know, and she's actually saying a lot about Ndlovu's work. So go ahead, Marvelous. Maybe you can pause.
Maybe what's your comment on what we're seeing happening here?
Myself, I am absolutely proud of Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, sikushayile izandla mvuka baba. Inkinto into yenzileyo. Not only for ukubonisa abantu ukuthi iCovid into okumele sinakekele, also nje for ihealth. Mina ikakhulu ngiqongisela abantu besimama ukuthi asijoine nama club okucycle. I have noticed ukuthi like eZimbabwe ingazi kwamanye ama cities eBulawayo have got beautiful roads for cycling. We need to put ama events anjengalawo so support uNdlovu nje suka South Africa to eZimbabwe bekumele ukuthi sim promote sim support umuntu wakithi kube bekungenye indawo uNdlovu kube besuka kwelinye ilizwe uNdlovu beza promote ubeza sponsorishwa ube ngekaza sokwele ngazo zonke lezi zinto akukhuluma ngazo. Cycling is healthy mina especially njengomuntu ongumama lami njengoNdlovu kuma cycling club ngaqala mina ku cycle island bengijoin ama cycling cycling club island I was the only black person there since Belgium manje ngijoin enye la but it's a female club and I'm still the only black person in the club so I really would love to encourage abantu ukuthi bajoy we've got such beautiful climate in Zimbabwe we are not unlike here where ama gym avaliwe manje so what do we have a beautiful climate get your bike you can get a second hand bike angazo ma bike samba in Zimbabwe get your wherever you are get a second hand bike if my bicycles are expensive and get on the road and enjoy the beautiful views and the fresh air and get healthy at the same time
so you can go ahead and say this in English go ahead
myself
yes.
Basically I was just saying that I'm trying to actually say congratulations to Omist Ndlovu and also to encourage especially women to go out cycling We know that at the beginning, when we were growing up, it was always our fathers or uncles who used to go out to work on bicycles. Bicycles are cheaper now. They are hybrids, where it's a combination of a road bike, which is faster, and also it's not like mine there. If you can see it over there, that's a road bike, the same one as Mr. Ndlovu's. Those are really fast bikes. And I saw, I was reading some comments whenever Mr. Ndlovu was, you guys were showcasing what he has done. And there were very, 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 so many negative comments. Why are we like that as Africans? Why are we not supporting our own? I mean, there is our guy doing something wonderful for everybody's health, making everybody aware of the hardships we're facing right now, which is COVID. And also to say, guys, let's get out there and enjoy this. Why are we putting him down? Some people are saying he hasn't done it. How can he have done? You can do it. I will give you an example. I started cycling in Ireland. There's lots of hills in Ireland. And yet, in Africa, all our roads are flat. It's easy. Just join him. I wish I was there. Unfortunately, my flight was cancelled. Had I been there, I would have joined you, Mr. Ndlovu. This is wonderful. We need to get out there and enjoy our beautiful climate. I am sitting in Belgium. It's raining sometimes when you know, the gyms are closed. Get your bike, get your proper gear, cycling, and enjoy life. Enjoy the weather out there.
Thank you so much, Chambers. Can you hold on there? So, Marvelous, go ahead.
Apo tiri kunzwa chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kuBelgium vari kutaura ivo kuti vanowanikwawo vachitsigira zviri kuitwa naNdlovu nekuti vari kutoti ivo dai vanhu vakawanda vapinda munyaya idzodzi dzekuchovha mabhasikoro nyanya madzimai nekuti vari kuti kuchovha bhasikoro kunobatsira mune zvakawanda nyanya pakuvaka miri uye zvekusimbisa miri kunyanya panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachitaura zvakare kuti vari kunyanyoshungurudzwa kuti pane vamwe vari kunyora zvisina kunaka apo Studio 7 iri kuwanikwa iri kutaura navaNdlovu vachishoropodza zvakaitwa navaNdlovu vamwewo vachiti zvakaitika here kana kuti kwete saka vari kuti ivo dai vakakwanisa kuenda kuZimbabwe kubva kuBelgium kwavari nekuti pari zvino dzimwe nyika dzakavharwa vainge vakatoenda kunowanikwa vachichovha bhasikoro ravo vakabatana navaNdlovu sezvo vari kuti vaNdlovu vari kuita basa rakanaka rekuedza kuti vape ruzivo pakunaka kwakaita kuchovha bhasikoro nekuti kunobatsira pakuvaka miri uyezve kusimbisa miri nyanya panguva ino yeCOVID nekuti chirwere ichi hachinowanika chichizowanikawo zvakare chichisimbira kune vamwewo vanenge vasina miri yakanyatsosimba zvakanaka Gibbs.
Ndlovu uzvere lapo mama Suli uyakukutaza kuti uqhubeke umsebenzi wako usiya pambili ungati ngakona.
Hayi ngifikelwa ikubonga kakhulu ngiyabulela kakhulu mama into oyikhulumayo ngiyayizwa isishona ngiyasizwa but angikhoni ukukhuluma umama ami ungumshona ngoba singabantu kanye umama ami ungumshona hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu into oyikhulumayo ngiyayizwa uyazi ma kungabantu abangomama begibela amabhayisikili bedlula abantu abangobaba ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba i-exercise emuntwini iyafunakala silezintaba ama-high heels lapha njengasematopo lapha ma umgwaqo ungavuleka lapha sihlangane nabantu begibela amabhayisikili lapha bekhuphuka izintaba ematopo kulabo njelele lapha ngizokhuluma mina ngendawo engiyaziyo lapha emphuma khona ekhaya ekheze egohole. So kulezintaba lapha ma ungabona abantu behamba ngamabhayisikili or nge-Friday bechayisa koBulawayo besehla besiye emakhaya ngamabhayisikili kuyabe kuyinto ejabulisayo kakhulu ngoba eSouth Africa kulendawo ezilentaba abayenza into abathi ngama-trial abantu abachova amabhayisikili bayazi ngama-trial ukuthi into indawo enjani. Mina nginezithombe ezinhle kakhulu and ngiseselesifiso sokuthi abale ufuna ukufundiswa ngendaba zamabhayisikili ukuthi ugibele ibhayisikili elinjani kanjani ama-tactics ngebhayisikili hayi mina ngikhona ngiredi ukuthi ngifundise abantu ngamabhayisikili ibhayisikili mina ngilithanda kakhulu ungabheka kudaily sun mhla ka-Friday mhla ka-22 October ngaphuma kuDaily Sun eSouth Africa. Ibhayisikili ngilithanda kakhulu. Ma ngithola umuntu ekhuluma ngebhayisikili, ngizwa ngisiba lamandla amakhulu kakhulu. Igama lami bathi ngumeli, mina bengifuna ukuthi ngimele abantu isizwe sikamthwakazi, sigibele amabhayisikili, sifane nami. And ngibafundise ukuthi amabhayisikili, ma ufuna ukugibela ibhayisikili, ube yichampioni nawe kwelinye ilanga. Ngifuna ukuthi ngibafundise mina, ngiredi kulokhu, ngoba mina eGoli ngale kangisebenzi, ngumuntu odinga nje imisebenzi. Lapha bengiphila nje ngokuncedwa ngabelungu. Abelungu bebethi imali kwaba kutholileyo bethi wozothatha. Kunje iTeam View Cycling Club le bebengibiza bethi wozothatha ama-uniform naye. Nami ngincede lapho engincedisa khona, lapho engikhona ukubancede ngoba ibhayisikili ngilithanda kakhulu. Njalo umuntu ma endlula efuna ukungitshayisa ehamba ngemoto, mina ngihamba ngebhayisikili. Ngisuka ngibe nokucabanga ukuthi umuntu uyabe cabanga ukuthi mina anginayo imoto noma angikwazi ukudrayiva. Ngiyabe ngikwazi ukudrayiva nami, nginayo imoto, but isifiso sami noma isiphiwo sami ngiyabe ngikhona laphana ebhayisikilini.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovu. So there's now a marvelous Merlin Ndlovu cycling challenge. So I haven't seen your own bicycle. I've got mine. But doesn't have wheels.
I will definitely, I'll be going downstairs to my gym. I'm going to take my picture and post it support of maybe those.
Yes, so what you are saying right now is, you know, there's a lot that he has been doing. And at the end of the day, he says cycling is very good. Very refreshing, and Zimbabwe has got very good terrain for people to cycle. And is very much prepared to help people to really get into cycling. And he says it can be nice to see so many people cycling from Bulawayo to Kezi, cycling from Harare to, you know, Dotito or whatever, you know, any place of their choice. Yeah, this is, his name, by the way, is Meli. You know what it means?
No.
Standing in for some people, standing in for everybody. So he says, yeah, that's his mission, to stand for everybody, to work for the people of Zimbabwe. And he says he's got some medals as well. As well, you know, in cycling. And they appeared in the Daily Sun on the 22nd of October, where, you know, they were showering with praises, you know, because he knows his business. And he says, you know, he's being helped by a lot of people in South Africa, and mainly white people, and they are giving him some things to use, you know, or even to give to other people to actually learn cycling. And he owns a car, by the way. Says, don't see me riding bicycles. I want a car. You know, so that's mail for you. Yeah.
Aiwa, potrukunzwa, ndlovu, arikutaura iye kuti kunyangwe ake ane motokari yake, ya ano driver, ano wanikwa iye achifarira kuchovha bhasikoro rake, uyezve arikuda kuti kana paine vamwewo vanoda kudzidziswa nyaya iyoyi nyaya yekuchovha, ane nguva, uyezve ane rudo rwekudzidzisa veruzhinji. Arikutaura zvakare kuti anonyanyobatsirwa nevamwe vari mukrabhu yake, asi vazhinji vacho ndevechirungu. Saka shuviro yake ndeyekuti aonewo vakawanda zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvingave zviri kupi nekupi zvichipindawo imomo munyaya dzekuchovha mabhasikoro nezvimwewo.
So Chambers, the big message here is COVID. So is the message going through?
I don't know. I think it's divided. We have those that are too much against the vaccinations, and we have I am completely vaccinated. My whole family, I got my booster last week. So I really would urge people to still, you know, follow the guidelines, to keep safe for the sake of everybody, really. Look at us. My whole family is supposed to be, we're supposed to be in Zimbabwe right now, but we're stuck here in Belgium because of this. It's playing with people's minds. You know, so cycling at the moment is what keeps some of us sane, you know, getting out there and enjoying, you know, the fresh air. But really, yeah, I really, my appreciation for what Lohu has done. I hope that the message is getting through to some people who are still taking this lightly and maybe living a bit recklessly, because it does affect a lot of people. You know, it's unfortunate that some people, the message is taking longer to to register. You know, we need to get back to our lives the way they were. But if we continue with the way we are doing, we will be stuck here forever. A lot of depression going on because of all this happening. We need to break through, you know?
Yes, don't forget to ask me.
Oh, bengithi mina bengithi indaba ye COVID ngilethemba ukuthi iyangena ebantwini ngoba impilo zethu zimile okwamanje. Mina nginje le family yami bekufanele ukuthi kube siseZimbabwe manje siye kukholisa ikhisimusi eZimbabwe, but sihlelelana ngendaba zokuthi ama-flights abe cancelled. So abantu abazinakekele ma kumele bavaccinate, abantu bathi what is yini elapha kuma-vaccinations laba asebanikwa. Sazi ngani ukuthi kwakulani kupolio? I-McDonald's leyo idlayo yakwazi ukuthi kulani ngaphandle kokudla oziphekela khona endlini. Yonke into esiyiphiwayo ma uye esibhedlela bekuhlaba injection yakwazi ukuthi kulani? No, awukwazi. So ma bethi bona sibe vaccinated ukuthi sibe safe, not just for yourself and your family but for everybody out there. Asiyenzeni njalo, asihlabeni, sibuyele back empilweni zethu. Abanye abantu bakulama depressions ngaphandle, laba bantu abasekho right mentally ngendaba zokuhlala sivalelekile. Sifuna ukuyabona ama families wethu, asikwanisi ngendaba yelokhu nje. So isifiso sami ukuthi abantu bamamele ma health executives asinika ama messages ukuthi vaccinatani, be safe, keep you know a safe distance, use our masks and everything else that they are advising us to do. We need to just follow protocol and then be safe. Maybe we can see ourselves on the other side of this COVID thing.
But why is it some people don't want to, get vaccinated? Do you know why?
Angazi noma ignorance. Angazi mina ang understand ngoba abantu sebegcwele ngama conspiracy theories amaningi kakhulu ukuthi igovernment ama-government afuna ukuthi sibe nje. But then ama-numbers siyawabona abantu abafayo ezibhedlela. I think maybe abanye bakholwa ngokuthi maybe umuntu oseduzane uma sebeke bambona struggling ngalento. I mean, I've had my uncle has been, actually my husband just went back to work. He's been quarantining in PeZulu Lana for the past 10 days. So we've been in and out for our tests. This thing is real. Abantu kumele bayithathe seriously. Angazi ukuthi abantu why ukuthi nje vele sadaleka sahlukana ngithi abantu I think sebezitshela ukuthi sebazi kakhulu noma yilabo abo social media abasephambanisa abantu amakhanda. Because if you think of it, manga ama vaccinations esawaphiwayo sisakhula sisanalento leyo lapha kuthiwa savaccinated noma bo polio noma kwakuyini sasazingani ngaleso sikhathi abadala bethu babesazingani what was in that. You go out and eat, sithenga ukudla sikuthenga ezibhedlela, you go ema hospitals, you are given ama injections. Do you know what's in that? No, you don't. So why ucabanga ukuthi ama vaccinations la lethe ezinye izinto ezingekho right? Angazi. I'm really, really hoping that people kind of wake up and smell the coffee and we get over this. It's gone on too long, really.
Yes, can you hold on there? Marvelous, ngena kunapo. Sizukuthi wena ngokwakho ubona ngani kungenziwani akhona ku. Marvelous, the floor is yours.
I have a message from one of our guests, Aleta Muzoreo. I think she's still on there. She's watching. She's saying that she's actually very inspired by what Merlin Love is doing, and she's saying her own contribution is that it's also cost saving, especially for Zimbabwe, where we are going up. Arikufara nezviri kuitwa naNdlovu, zvaakaita kuti akawanikwa achichovha kubva kuSouth Africa kuJohannesburg. Achishika iye muBulawayo akatanga kuchovha musi wemugovera akasvika musi wemuvhuro. Ari kuti izvi zvingabatsira kudzikisa mutengo wekuti vanhu vafambe munyika, nekuti ari kuti iye bhasikoro rinobatsira kuti haridi peturu, rinoda chete iwe kuti ushandise simba rako. Saka kana wakushandisa simba rako riya rakanaka pakuti rinobva ravaka miri, uyezve panguva ino yeCOVID-19 zvinobatsira kuti miri unyatsosimba.
Yes, we'll ask Aleta Muzoreo to actually cut off and come back because we cannot see her. So can you do that letter for us so that we can cut and come back? Thank you very much. So now let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Maybe we conclude this segment and go into politics. So, Babu Ndlovu, what do you think about Abantu?
Mina ngathi ebantwini ukuqala abahambe kuye vaccinate angithi manje isikhathi sama holiday wonke umuntu ufuna ukubona imuli yakhe abanye bafuna ukubona ama families abanye bafuna ukubona ama relatives sisuke endaweni ezine ezijiyeneyo abanye basuke eMozambique baye South Africa abanye basuke South Africa baye eZimbabwe abanye basuke eZimbabwe baye South Africa. So ngithanda ukuspreada le message kulabo abantu abahambayo ukuthi la abahamba khona bezinakekele. Ngithemba upresident wa South Africa ukwakhuluma ukuthi ipassport yomuntu kube yivaccination card. Uyabona le message liyana i very important kakhulu ukuthi ipassport yomuntu ibe yivaccination card. So asithi mawu le vaccination card awungeke usaba ne COVID. Imithetho ye-COVID-19 kumele still uyilandele even though uvaccinated because lo mkhuhlane asazi ukuthi uzoqala okwesikhathi esingakanani uzogcina nini because i-virus ngeke utsho ukuthi ingene manje izogcina nini. I-virus uma isivele sikhona yinto sokumele siphile nayo. Ngesikhathi kungena i-HIV wonke umuntu bengakwazi ukuthi i-HIV namhlanje izobe ikhona ukuthi ilapheke. Phela manje umuntu
Yeah, kubekho nofutshane.
Bengisithi ngesikhathi kungena i-HIV bengakwazi ukuthi i-virus ayazakali ukuthi igcina nini. Yinto ekhona nje ebantwini kithi. So kubele sizivikele lapho esihamba khona, lalapho esiya khona. Kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi siyazivikela. Ama-maski, singatshiya ama-maski. Kuthi ngoba sihamba siyifamily, hayi ngcono sishiya ama-maski. Maski sifa siyifamily sinjalo. So asizivikeleni ngama mask sizama ukugeza nezandla le social distance iyafunakala athi sizobe senza ama party uthola abantu sebedlula i-100 base partyini lento le asivumeli asilwa nayo asivumeli kasali ukuthi abantu behambe bebona imuli zabo bebona ama family labo kodwa i message esispreada ukuthi la abafika khona bezama ukuthi beziphathe kahle bezama ukuthi begqoke ama mask. Siyazi uma ususidla ngeke ugqoke imask kodwa sizama ukuthi sibe le social distance asivumeli ukuthi abantu bebe seduze kakhulu uthole ukuthi sokugcwala sokungabantu abayi 200 ngoba ikhisimusi noma inike ijala. So hayi siyaqhuquzela kakhulu ukuthi abantu siziphathe kahle kakhulu phela siyisizwe samthakazi siyazithanda umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. Yiko bengikusho ukuthi iBhayibheli lalo liyasho futhi ukuthi abantu bayafa ngokuswela ini ulwazi.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Ndlovu. Ubambe khona lapho ungayika tshana. All what he's saying here, marvelous, is that, you know, people must practice all those kind of prescribed methods of protecting themselves from COVID-19. Social distancing, wearing masks, cleaning their hands and, you know, all the time. And he says, if possible, stay away from parties.
Mm-hmm.
Did you full time? No.
I had a question for him that now that he has done this, is he going to cycle back to South Africa again or what is next?
Yeah, umbuzo wokugcina sibili kwenziwe kube kufitshane impendulo khonapho. Okulandelayo kwenu, uzasayikha futhi ubuyela kule South Africa kumbe kuhamba njani?
Okwamanje kuzodependa kodwa angizimiselanga mina ukusayikla ngise South Africa. Bengazimiselanga ukusayikla ngise South Africa. Okwamanje besafuna ukuthi ngiqale ngimele isizwe sakithi ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi manje isikhathi seholiday. Wonke umuntu uyafuna ukuza lapha ezobona isihlobo sakhe, ezobona abantu abakhe. Ngoba siyazi ukuthi baningi kanjani abantu abangale eSouth Africa. Siyazi ukuthi baningi kanjani and wonke umuntu uyabe ufuna ukuyezobona imuli yakibo ifamily yakibo. So okuyinto okubalulekileyo ukuthi omunye nomunye aziphathe kahle la ngawukhona la okhona aziphathe kahle akukhathalekile ubuya kuphi ekhaya kodwa singumthwakazi besifisa nje ukuthi omunye nomunye aziphathe kahle lapho okhona.
Thank you Ndlovu, thank you very much. Siyabonga kakhulu bambe konapho ke ungayikatshana. He says he's not cycling back to South Africa, but his intention is to highlight the dangers of COVID-19, and he says he's going to do it for a while here in Zim. Quiet, marvelous.
Aiwapo Ndlovu, ndandafunza kuti muchadzokera here kuSouth Africa muchichovha basikoro. Ari kuti pari zvino vachambenge vari muZimbabwe vachiedza kudzidzisa veruzhinji panyaya iyoyi yedenda recovid-19, uyezve vachiedza kuti vanhu vawane dzidzo yakawanda kuti zvakakosha sei kuti vabayiwe nhomba yecovid-19. Asi pane munyarikani wedu abva kupinda, regai tivachingamidza. Aleta Mujei Muzorewa, tinokuchingamidza iyi pano pachirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, ndafara kunge ndiri pano, maita zvenyu nekundikoka.
Tinoona kuti tiri kubva kuona mukoma Meli Ndlovu vakati vari kuchovha ivo bhasikoro kubva kuSouth Africa vachienda kuZimbabwe vachiedza kuti vadzidzise panyaya yecovid-19. Motipawo mafungiro enyu tisati tapinda panyaya yedu yemascholarship.
Munoziva kuti COVID iri kuuraya vanhu vakawanda kumusha kwedu. Zviri kurwadza vakawanda. Asi kuona munhu achisimuka kuchovha bhasikoro kuti vanhu tinangane nenyaya iyoyo, tinyatsonzwisisa zviri kuitika, chinhu chikuru. Haungamuki musi umwe chete woti ndoda kungochovha bhasikoro bedzi kana chinhu chisiri kuremera mwoyo wako. Tinoda kuti vanhu vachitanga kutarisisa kuti tozvigadzirisa sei, munhu nemunhu paari abate kandima kake kekuti nyaya yecovid ndoidzivirira sei. So vaNdlovu tinovatenda nekuita kandima kavo kekubatsira vanhu veZimbabwe nevanhu venyika dzose repasi rino kuti chinhu ichi tinofanira kuchitarisisa sechinhu chatinofanira kubatana tese kuti tichidzivirire. So tinovatenda nezvavari kuita.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Regai tibva tapinda motaurira vanhu zita renyu uyezve kuti muri kupi. Nenyaya yatanyanya kudaidzira pano, nyaya yekuti munobatsira vabereki nevana vanenge vane vana vari kuda kuti vauye kuzowanikwa vachidzidza iko kuno kuAmerica, muchivadzidzisa panyaya dzemascholarship uyezve muchidzidzisa vana ava kuti vanoapplya sei, motitsananguriravo.
Aiwa, pakanaka. Ini ndinoitwa Aleta Mujei Muzorewa, ndiri mukunda Mujei. Muzorewa izita rekuroorwa sezvo muchiziva kumushando zvatinoita, tinotora mazita kwatakaenda kwakabva mombe. Inini ndakauya muno muAmerica 1983. Ndinogara kuNevada, kuLas Vegas. Kuuya kwangu muno muAmerica ndakaunzwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuzodzidza. 1983 Zimbabwe yakabatsirwa nenyika dzakawanda kuti vadzidzise vana vakanga vachinida kuti vaite catch up to the independence point, kuti ngatidzidzisewo vana vedu vawane mabasa akanaka kuti vakwanisewo kunge vachirana macompanies nekudzidzisa kumauniversities. Ini ndakanga ndiri mumwe wavo 1983. Fast forward pandiri iye zvino, ndaane mwanakomana wangu wandakareza muno muNevada ari 31 years old. Ndakaenda through the process yekuti ini nemurume wangu rather takadzidzisa mwana kuti anga achizviriritira. Akaendawo kuzvikoro muno. Pakuenda kwake muzvikoro muno nekuchizotanga kushanda muno muAmerica, ndakaona kuti ini yangu ndima ndapedza. Asi kana wapedza ndima panhimbe, haukandebadza pasi woti ini zvangu zvaita ndakuenda kumba. Unobatsira kumberi kuti regai ndibatsire kandima aka kuti kabatsirikane. Saka inini chandaa kuita iye zvino kuedzawo kubatsirana nevamwe vane vana vachiri kuita come through. Ndaakuitawo nhimbe, ndaakubatsirawo vamwe nekuti pangu ndakapedza. Saka mabatsiro andiri kuita aya ndeyekuti vari muno muAmerica kare zvinogona kuoma nepamusana pekuti maresources acho akawandisa, plus tiri kuda kuedza kuriritira vana. Hatina nguva yakanyanya yekuti tizive kuti zviriko ndezvipi kuti vana vakwanise kuenda kuchikoro zvisinganyanyoremera vabereki. KuZimbabwewo zvimwe chete, tinoziva kuti ikonomi yedu iri kuchinja zuva nezuva. vamwe vari kuedza kubhadhara zvikoro zvevana asi zvinooma. Saka inini ndakabatwa ne situation iyoyo ndikati aiwaka ini yangu ndimanda kapedza. Ko kubatsira vamwe, baba wangu vaive teacher kuZimbabwe kuma 1950s 60s. Saka education ndio chinhu chakaita kuti isusu nema siblings angu tinge tiri patiri. Kuti ndipfuratire Zimbabwe zvakandiomera. Saka ndiri kuti ndinoda kuti ndinge ndiri pano ndichiedza kubatsira vana mai nana baba nevana kuti tione kuti tofambisa sei nyaya yekuramba takasimudzira dzidzo dzevana vekuZimbabwe. Zimbabwe inogona kudzidzisa vana. Muri kuvanzwa mazawati nyika dzese dziri kubatsirwa nevana veZimbabwe. Saka kuti nditi tiri vanhu vasingazivi nezvefundo ndinenge ndatorasika. Tinoziva asi tinoda kuti tingowana maresources acho kuti ari kupi tibatsire vana vedu vaende kuzvikoro.
So how do you help peoples, how do you help some students and just
yes, you know, ndakatanga ku set up ma series ema Zoom ekuti vanokwanisa vauye vazoteerera tichiita navigate pa computer. Ndinogona ku Google and chishowa kuti pane ma online, let me give you an example, online free online trainings dzinowanikwa kunana Harvard, kunana Yale, kuzvikoro zvizhinji zvemuno muAmerica. Zvekuti kana mwana ari kuZimbabwe, mukangomupa computer, mukamupa internet, mukamupa solar, anogona kutopedza degree ari kuZimbabwe. Saka ndiri kuda kuti tinyatso tionesane, tiratidze pane ma different resources anoenderana nehomwe dzevanhu. Kana homwe dzakanyanya kuita diki, ngatibatsiranei, ngatiunganei. Vana 4-5 vanogona kudzidza pakompyuta imwe chete vachiwana information, vachikwanisika kuti vaone mabudiriro nekuti vanogona kuenda sei kuzvikoro. Saka ndinoita maseries emazooms. Ndakatanga yangu musi wa 19 December. Ndine imwe iri kuuya musi wa 16 January. On up until July of next year. Asi, azvireve kuti handikwanise kubatsira munhu pakati penguva idzodzo. Ndinokwanisa kubatana nemunhu ndobatsirana naye kana kumupa kune vamwe. Remember kuti handiziri ini ndega ndine masolutions aya. Ndakabatanawo nevamwe vanogona kusumuka vondibatsira kuti mwana uyu area yake ndeye medicine. Rega ndibatane naye ndimubatsire. Mwana uyu ari kuda kuenda kupublic health. Rega ndibatane naye ndimubatsire. Saka ndakaunganidza vanhu vakawanda vanogona kubatsirana nevana kuti vawane dzidzo nemascholarships.
Thank you very much. We are coming back to you in seconds. Let's have uBekezela uTale Mili lapha ebambili. Bekezela, kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila, linjani?
Siyaphila, sibonga ngubani?
NgisakwaNdlovu.
Ye, kunjani khonapho lapho khona?
Hayi, eBotswana kuyatshisa.
Ye, phosela kumama, isikhathi sangkhona sesidlule kumangosi.
Kutsho ukuthi bengithole i-invite ngemva kokuba ngilandele isitori sikababa uNdlovu.
Yes,
really inspired us. Kutsho ukuthi bengithanda nje ukuthi kwamkhona singabantu abamnyama, it's very important ukuthi sisupportane. Into eyenziwe ngubaba uNdlovu yinto enhle kakhulu okumele ukuthi we should learn something from it, singayithathi nje njengento encane. Kodwa ke imphuzile ukungena ngoba ngikhohle ukuthi kuthiwe ngo-6 o'clock ngene ngowa-fast tshuthi nithole ubaba uNdlovu eseqeda. And then ngase ngithanda i-part ekhulunywe ngumama eyama-scholarship. Kutshuthi nangilo mntana wami waqeda form 6 and she passed very well. So ngendaba zemali uhlezi nje ayiphi into ayenzayo ugcine sesiba lo mntwana. So I think I'd really love to get in touch lo mama ngoba ukhuluma something that can help a lot. So angazi ukuthi ngingakwanisa ukuthi ngixhumane la njani.
Yeah, hayi, siza kunika inombolo yakhe. So uzabuya futhi khonapha ke qoke ngakho ulalele sibili ungayikatshana ubambe khonapho uzakhuluma ngakho. Ngamafutshane kulapho. Marvelous, what Mrs. Bekezela Ndlovu is saying is that she is really happy about what Mali Ndlovu did and what Aleta Mzorewa was talking about. So she's very happy about what Zimbabweans are doing, especially those in the diaspora, like, you know, Mrs. Mzorewa is actually helping a lot of people. And at the same time, Mary Ndlovu is highlighting the dangers of COVID-19. So she is very, very happy. And she wants to get in touch with Mrs. Mzorewa.
Go ahead. Maybe, Mrs. Mzorewa, if you can tell us, those that want to get in touch with you, where do they find you? Because we just had one of our guests here saying she has a child who finished Form 6 and they did very well. And she's very interested in learning about these scholarship opportunities. Where can people get in touch with you?
Facebook. I'm Aleta Mujay Mzorewa on Facebook, but I'm also on LinkedIn. I am promoting mostly LinkedIn because that's where a lot of professionals are sitting. So if a young person indicates that they would like to go to medical school, I'm able to find several students already practicing doctors that can mentor these young adults into careers that they would like to get into. I'm also connected to several presidents of universities, in particular historically black colleges and universities. I'm building that network because that is where the leveraging is going to come from. We are beginning to really see a lot of cohesiveness between African Americans and Africans that are in America and the continent. And I tend to stumble between what that means, but you understand what I'm talking about. We really are truly leaving a lot on the table when it comes to our historically black colleges and universities, brothers and sisters that are providing education to black Americans in the United States. That is the most friendly, I would say, the most welcoming environment for Africans to go to school. So that's an area that I recently discovered. I personally did not go to an HBCU, but knowing what I know now, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit there. We're leaving a lot on the table by not working with those. So I would like to bring that to the fore.
Thank you very much. And we wouldn't have done justice to our discussion today, if we don't talk a little bit about the unity government that was coined in 1987. Chambers, I know you're not a political animal, but do you think the unity accord is still something to talk about?
No, I don't. I think we need to talk about the now and the future. If I'm being honest, I think we need to work at uniting in Zimbabwe. There's still a lot of division in Zimbabwe. But in saying that, I think maybe the current government need to actually face up a little bit to what happened in the past and not so much as do anything, because I don't think they will, maybe kind of say the words, the right words that will kind of calm people down, because people can be sitting together in one room, but there's still that much anger between, you know, amongst us Zimbabweans. We need to overcome that to see a brighter future. There's a lot we can do. Look at what Mrs. Mzorewa is doing, and thank you for that. I think we need that. I am sensing a lot of activity from people in diaspora that are saying, we are the people that need to do something to see a change in our own country. And that's really what we need to do. We have been waiting for a long time and not much has happened. But in order for anything to happen, really, I think we kind of have to find, I don't know what, a bridge maybe, I don't know, between, you know, we cannot forget what happened in the past, but we need to kind of let go a little bit. But I think the government, the current government, has a lot to play in making sure that is achieved. Because a lot of people are saying, okay, we want a change in Zimbabwe. But until the current government acknowledges what happened in the past, I find that a lot of, and there's a lot of generation from the time that accord was signed till now. There's a lot that, you know, I mean, I'm still a child, I'm 49 now. And all I'm still hearing still is what happened then in the past. We need to move forward. but we need the government to help people heal one way or the other. And I'm not willing, I don't like politics, because if you start talking politics, you just get emotional and you know, nothing gets anywhere. But really, in order for our country to get anywhere, we need to all heal and we need to help each other heal. But at the moment, I think everybody's just stepping on each other's toes, and we are so much focused on that, and that's stopping us moving forward. We need people like Mrs. Mzorewa. We need people like you guys. We need people, somebody like Njovu. We need people like Sithole in the UK. We need a lot of us coming together to build our country. But the past, I think one way or the other, we really need to, I don't know what we need, but I really think the current government has to do the first move to actually say, look, we acknowledge this and that happened. Can we move on?
Very wise words there. I don't know whether you want to chip in there, Mzora. Just briefly.
Yes, I do actually. And to your point, Ms. Chambers, what I would bring to the table, honestly, is the solution that's making people ache and pain so much. Because remember, when things are as painful as they are for people in Zimbabwe, the tendency is to hold on to the pain that happened in the past. So if we can really begin to provide the economic solutions that people need, it's easier for them to get past the pain that they experienced in the past. It is easier to focus on your pain when your tummy is full. It is harder to listen to your pain in the past and current. So my hope is that with providing economic development solutions for people, which are centered around education, then we can begin to have healthier conversations. And I mean healthy in the sense of people are well-educated, they have sufficient income, and they can candidly talk about their pain with at least some food in their bellies.
Marvelous.
I want to attend a change. Pane varudauzi kuti munowanikwa pa WhatsApp here.
Ndiri pa WhatsApp zvavapo ndezvekuti izvozvi ndine appointment at 10:30. I am getting a virtual assistant. As you can imagine, my WhatsApp is exploding. And I have made it a point to respond to each and every person. And for those that I haven't been able to respond to, I apologize, but I will give my phone number. It is a +1 702 245 1401. All of that will soon be migrating to a more user-friendly platform where I'll get some assistance to respond to those that need the assistance. And I think that's really, truly where we all must focus for our children and for the nation.
Babu Ndlovu, your last word. 30 seconds. Valerisa Band, Ndlovu, Meli.
Okay, I'm so Valerisa Band. I am trying to go to look at Sakul Manganda by COVID. Yes, Ogala Linda, Kulunya, Mama Lapa. No man, Kabu was Utilum, Mama Uban, and Mama Uban party. The message is Yahiz was okay. Enginethemba ukuthi ubani nobani kumele yena amele indaba yakhe. Sinabadala abantu abasekhaya abasebekhulile. Nathi singabantwana abancane, umntwana afundisa umdala, umdala la afundisa omncane. Uma umuntu omdala naye wazi ukuthi umuntu omdala wazi ukuthi umntwana naye maye kutshela ukuthi hayi gogo gezi izandla omkhulu gezi izandla. Kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi sihlale sizivikele ngaso sonke isikhathi. Sazi konke sikwenza ukuthi siyazivikela emakhaya ngoba kuyisikhathi sama holiday. Siziphathe nje kahle. Sizonqoba lomkhuhlane, ivirus sizoyinqoba. Siyazi ukuthi siyathandana sonke, kumele sibe ngabaphilayo siphephe ezingozini.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Ndlovu, ukuthi isikhathi sesihlwe kumangoye. Thanks very much to all our guests today. We had Mr. Meli Ndlovu, who is a cyclist. He's the guy who cycled all the way from Johannesburg to Bulawayo. We also had Mrs. Cindy Chambers. She's in Belgium. Mrs. Aleta Mzorewa. She's here in the USA. And Mrs. Begezela Ndlovu. She is in Botswana. And signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyakuye in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good night.
Good night.